Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
This is the second hour of Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer joining you from Rogers Place. Busy show, so much to get to. We got the Pittsburgh Penguins, Sidney Crosby, who's just visiting with the Edmonton Oil Kings players. Sidney Crosby and the Penguins in town to take on the Edmonton Oil Kings. The Oil Kings making a huge, biggest deal last 15 years of their organization. So we got Crosby going against McDavid and Draisaitl. We got the Oilers with four injured defensemen or ill defensemen. And it's Santa's Day here on 630 CHED. We've got four more guests to get to. Oilers Now brought to you by Digitex. Digitex.ca is Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. Of course, you can text us on our Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted with Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street and 111th Avenue, open Monday to Saturday. In this hour, Sid Smith from 630 CHED Santa's Anonymous. For years, you heard him on the 630 CHED airwaves. He was later the program director. David Staples, cult of hockey and political affairs columnist from the Edmonton Journal. John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling, and the man who orchestrated a mammoth deal today that's going to see Caden Gooley come into Edmonton with the Oil Kings. Oil Kings could have four members of Team Canada for the upcoming World Junior Championship, Kurt Hill as well. We will tell you that guests and Oilers Now receive gift certificates to Japanese Village. Open to serve you to any one of their five Edmonton and area locations. Try the legendary Wagyu steak cooked right before your eyes. Reserve now at jvedmonton.ca. Don and his staff will take care of you. Again, today is Santa's Day, and we will tell you that inspired by simple wish to see every child receive a new toy for Christmas, with your help, we can make that wish come true. Donate to 630 CHED Santa's Anonymous now by calling 587-741-6000 or visit santasanonymous.ca. We welcome back to the show the former host of Overtime Open Line back in the day, and later the program director at 630 CHED. He's in semi-retirement right now, but he's still involved and out there in our community. We welcome back Sid Smith. Sid, how you doing?
I'm good, Bob. Thanks for having me on. And after all these years, I think I finally qualify for the Wagyu steak at Japanese Village. So thank you.
I know a guy. So I know Cam Moon makes fun of the fact. How many guys do you know? And I've lived here my whole life. I know, it's kind of. But how many years did you end up doing pre and post on the Oilers broadcast before you got booted upstairs and went into management? I'm just trying to think.
I'm terrible at dates, but I want to say I think it was about 10 years. We moved back to Edmonton in 96 to work at CHED and take on that job. And I think it was around 05, 06. I certainly wasn't on the air during the Stanley Cup run in 06. So I think that was the season I gave it up, the lockout year.
Okay. Well, it's obviously an exciting time here in oil country. We got the Pittsburgh Penguins in town tonight. Sidney Crosby against Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. That's terrific. But it's also Santa's Day for Santa's Anonymous. And this is something that's, I know it's near and dear to your heart and a lot of other Edmontonians as well.
Absolutely. It's such a magical time of year, and I know everybody that works at 630 CHED over the years has been so involved in it, but it goes well beyond that. I mean, it's been so well embraced by the community, and the thing that I always find special about 630 CHED Santa's Anonymous is just how, we talk about things that are grassroots. I mean, this is a campaign where you can literally follow your donation, if you're donating a gift, right through as a volunteer to delivering it. You can buy the gift at the store. You can volunteer to go to the depot and help wrap it. And then you can volunteer on, this year it'll be December 18th, to actually go and deliver that toy. And it doesn't get any more grassroots or meaningful than that. Obviously, the monetary donations that you and the radio station are taking today go a long, long way to helping fill in those gaps where there's a great need, where there may be some age groups that were low on toys in any given year. There may be batteries, there may be a lot of other things that we need the money for, but it's a great thing. And if anybody is listening that hasn't done something like show up on delivery day to deliver the toys, you do it once and you'll be hooked, and you'll keep going back, because as much as the people that are on the receiving end of it are very grateful for it. I guarantee you, you'll get a lot out of it as well. And sometimes I think that that you almost get more out of it because it just makes you feel so good.
Well, you know, I'm just useless on the remotes whenever Chet did these special days, Stollery and things like that, because it's usually I had to have a pretty couple pretty good stiff belts before I could do them to get through it, because it does tend to be emotional. And I know that, you know, we had Kevin Lowe on before, and you've had that long relationship with Kevin over the years, and I know George LaRocque has spoken about it as well, just how rewarding it is to be involved with the various charitable organizations. We do one with Ryan Nugent Hopkins and John Winwick and the folks at ATB with cystic fibrosis every year. And it really is special to be involved with this, isn't it?
It is. I'll give you an example of so when I first started at the radio station, I would dispatch, which means you kind of show up at the warehouse. This was when the warehouse was still at 630 Chat, before it needed to expand and needed to grow. And one year we had enough dispatchers, so Gary Drager was running the program at the time, and I said, like, where else can I help out? He said, well, we always need drivers. And our kids, it was just the perfect time. They were just getting old enough where I thought, okay, this will be great, because if they come, you know, they're old enough that they'll understand what it means, and not everybody is as fortunate and can just expect to get presents at Christmas time. And so they came and delivered, and it had the exact, you know, effect that I hoped it would have. I know I was really thankful that I got the opportunity to feel that way delivering those toys. And so they've continued to deliver. And in fact, they're both in their mid-20s now, and we'll both be home at Christmas time this year, and we'll be delivering again. And if you want to know how impactful it is on even young people, try and get a teenager, a 17, 18, 19-year-old out of bed at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning. But when they were going through those teenage years, you know, and they're heading out the door at 8, 9 o'clock on a Friday night, and you'd say, hey, remember, it's delivery day tomorrow. And they're like, yep. And they'd be up bright and early. It didn't matter how little sleep they got or how tired they were. They were going to be there to deliver. And that's, I think, a lot of families have experienced that over the years.
We're talking to Sid Smith about 630 Chet Santa's Anonymous. Do you know the origin of where it all, because for some reason, and I you know, we've got a mutual acquaintance, Marty Forbes, and yeah. I believe that Forbes' name was part of it, was it not?
It was. Jerry Forbes was the general manager of the station at the time. It was 1955, and he decided, wow. I've been listening to you talk about that original vision, just to make sure that every kid got a new toy under the tree at Christmas time. And it started very, very small. It started, as I understand, in his basement. A few hundred toys were delivered in a year because they're still trying to figure out what the need is and how can we help. And it just grew and grew and grew over the last several decades to get to the point where it is now, where with the help of everybody listening today and the funds that are raised during Santa's Day today on 630 Chet, we'll be able to help out over 20,000 kids.
Great stuff. That's final one for you. Hockey. I'm going to get you to put on your analyst hat. Oilers are 15-5. They're down four defensemen as they take on the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight. They haven't had their number one goalie, at least in theory, though. God, it was supposed to be the number one at the start of the year for the last 17 games. Where do you think we're going here with this, Sid?
Well, I'm really encouraged with where the Oilers are right now. I think the goaltending has been solid. There's been a little hiccup here and there. I mean, the Stuart Skinner looks miles ahead of just in his body language and confidence from that one game that we saw last year. Koskinen coming off a great game. The forward depth is there. I think I kind of like what Tippett's doing now and trying to see if he can kind of solidify that third line and get a better 5 out of 5 competitiveness out of that line. But, I mean, the big question, I think going into the season for me with how the defense was going to perform, just because there were so many new faces and some people were maybe not at the peak of their careers, that was past them, and others were just kind of coming into their NHL careers and trying to establish themselves. But the way Bouchard has played and the way Broberg has played in only, what, the 5 games, I guess, that he has played, gives some encouragement that when they start getting healthy again, they'll be able to kind of keep clicking along here, because it's been fun to watch.
Sid, great stuff. Thanks for jumping on the horn and joining us here in Oilers Now.
Thanks for having me, Bob, and thanks for everybody that's been listening and donating today, because we really need it.
All right, that is Sid Smith from 630 Chet Santa's Anonymous. It is Santa's Day, again, inspired by a simple wish, to see every child receive a new toy at Christmas. With your help, we can help make that come true. You can donate to 630 Chet Santa's Anonymous now by calling 587 587- 416-1000 or visit santasanonymous.ca. When we come back from the cult of hockey, David Staples, it's 115 in Edmonton. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Mike Smith from your Edmonton Oilers. This Christmas, please support 630 CHED Santa's Anonymous.
It's Santa's Day on 630 CHED. Every child deserves a new toy this Christmas. If you can, call 587-416-1000 to give or visit santasanonymous.ca. You're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
And that brings us to the Oilers Now Injury Report brought to you by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. I know they were sponsoring one of the power hours earlier today. James H. Brown, unrivaled experience, unrivaled commitment, unrivaled results. Jim Brown, Trent Brown, the gang at James H. Brown, wishing you the best of the season. And back at the 630 CHED studios, we'll start with Mike Smith. Out, lower body issue, on the ice earlier today at about 9 o'clock. I think best case scenario is he possibly gets into games before Christmas. Brendan Escott has the rest for you.
Well, we know Cody Ceci remains in COVID protocol, and Dave Tippett said in this morning's press conference he believed it was about a 10-day period but after the positive test in which he needed to clear. So several more days out for Ceci by the sounds of it. Also, Darnell Nurse, Duncan Keith, Slater Cuckoo, you know, remaining on the sidelines. Devin Shore has been skating, but he's out with a lower body injury. As for Pittsburgh, Evgeny Malkin working his way back from off-season knee surgery. He's been practicing with the team, but won't play tonight. Brian Rust usually plays the right wing with Sidney Crosby. He's on the IR with a lower body injury. And Brian Boyle, a veteran centerman, out day-to-day with an undisclosed problem.
Yeah, we'll pass along, I think, of the defenseman that could be potentially returning. Maybe Nurse is the closest, and he was on the ice today as well. All right, we head off to the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. Political affairs columnist and cult of hockey writer for the Edmonton Journal. We welcome back to the show David Staples. Hello, David. How are you doing?
Hey, Bob. I'm doing good. I'm a little bit... I'm usually not that excited by Oil Kings news because I don't follow the team that closely, but that Caden Gooley trade has my attention. I mean, this Oil Kings team is now stacked. That is, Gooley is a hell of a player, and I know the Oilers were thinking of taking him in the draft.
Yes,
2 years ago, and they took Holloway instead, I believe. But and Holloway is obviously a good pick. But from what I saw of Caden Gooley at the World Juniors last year, he is a very he's an outstanding hockey player.
I'm going to have tough, to yeah. Sorry, David, I cut you off there. I'm going to have to look it up. I can't recall the last time one major junior team had four players on the World Junior team. And so that's going to be a little bit of an assignment that we're going to have to look into because they are loaded.
And Neighbors, eh? And Jake Neighbors.
Neighbors, Dylan. I mean, I'll go as far as to say, like, we know Kosa's on the team. Gooley's a returning defenseman for Team Canada, so he's on the team. I think Jake Neighbors is a virtual lock, and Gunther's got to be close. I mean, he was the ninth overall pick. Guys like that usually are on the team. Xavier Borgo, the Oilers prospect, probably a little bit longer of a shot, but he's second in the Quebec League in scoring, but the scoring's dropped. They lost Maverick Bork. He's a Dallas pick, and he's kind of the driver. He's kind of like Neighbors was for Gunther and when Neighbors was up with the Blues. But that said, that'd be pretty impressive having four guys on the World Junior team, David.
Yeah. Now, I saw some people had their nose at a joint. Scott Wheeler of The Athletic, because Carter Savoy didn't get an invite there. The Oilers draft pick, Carter Savoy, who's from St. Albert, and he really is tearing it up in the American hockey, and it would have been nice to see him get that opportunity, but not to be.
Yeah, NCAA playing at Denver University. I think he's got 11 goals in 12 games. Borgo is second in the Quebec League in scoring with goals with 17. And obviously the news of the day involving Caden Gooley, it's a seismic trade at the WHL level. I've got the parents of kids from other teams going, are they done yet? I don't think so. We'll find out from Kurt Hill at 1:45. All right, the Edmonton Oilers tonight I'm going to just, David, let's just cut to the BS here. Edmonton's 15-5. If I told you 3 games into the season, Mike Smith's going to miss the next 17 games, and then they're going to lose Darnell Nurse and Duncan Keith and Slater Cuckoo all at once, and they're going to be 15-5, and they're going to beat the Vegas Golden Knights twice in Vegas, what would you have said?
I would have been astonished. And, you know, I would have said, if all those things happened to the Oilers and they were like real 500, which would be like 10 wins and 10 losses right now, I would have thought, well, they're in the playoff run. They've had all of this stress, players missing. That's pretty good. 10 and 10 would be, that sounds about right. So for this team to get there, I mean, I just, what we're seeing, Bob, is something. I don't know if the defensive play is that much better, but they've been getting pretty good goaltending, and the forward play is outstanding. The top two lines are the, you know, in the competition. Like, if you looked at all the top sixes in the NHL, does anyone have a better top six than the Edmonton Oilers? They're, Edmonton's certainly in the running. And so the development of Puljujarvi, Yamamoto's been playing a lot better. And Zach Hyman, I mean, I hoped he would be good. I never thought he was going to be this good. I mean, I saw him when the Oilers played Toronto last year. He looked really good. But you never know if you're just seeing, like, this brief window of the player and not getting a representative sample size of what he brings. But, man, he's phenomenal. The way he builds a wall, like last game when he had that breakaway and built that wall to keep the defender off his back and get the shot away, just amazing, you know, his ability to puck protect and his hard work. I mean, he puts on a clinic in puck protection every game.
Yeah, it's funny with Hyman. You know, I heard all this positive stuff about what a great person he was. And I'm like, well, you know, I mean, it's not easy to verify that unless you're in the room. But the thing that I underestimated, despite the fact that the three games that were in here between Toronto and Edmonton last year, that three-game stretch where the Leafs just housed Edmonton in their own barn, they didn't have Austin Matthews for two of those three games. Hyman was the best player on the ice. And the thing I didn't realize about Hyman was how fast he was. Like, I think a strong, with all due respect to Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and everybody in Edmonton loves RNH, Zach Hyman's Edmonton's third best forward behind two of the best in the world. Zach Hyman, right now, if Team Canada was looking at a top 15, 16, 17 players, I 100% guarantee you Zach Hyman is still on the list to make that team. He's a good, like Nugent Hopkins, he touches every aspect of the game. He's been the best free agent acquisition. I'm in year 14 doing color. He's the best free agent acquisition they made during that time.
Yeah, I mean, Dustin Penner, it'll shock people to put Dustin Penner in the same sentence as Zach Hyman. Dustin Penner was pretty good for his 4 years here. And Sheldon Surrey had 1 year where he was a hell of a player for the Oilers. But and so we don't know how Hyman will play out over time. And there's some concern about the length of the contract. But, Bob, I agree with you that he is the third best forward. And, I mean, yes, Puljujarvi's in the running with Nugent Hopkins for the next slot on that run. That's been the extent of his improvement this year. But Hyman, yeah, the speed, like, who knew? Like, we saw him. But, again, I just was so worried that I'm being misled here. And because the verbal out of Toronto when they were losing him, maybe they were just kind of getting their heads around losing him was that, well, if he wants all this money in term, that's okay. Like, we can't really afford that. Maybe that just has to do with the Leafs salary cap and everyone's just kind of consoling themselves. But, man, it's hard to imagine that the Leafs wouldn't be substantially better this year with Hyman. And it just opens up. I really do think it's the key acquisition and opening up the window right now for the Oilers to compete for the Stanley Cup. That and, strangely enough, Cody Ceci, who's just been such a solid top four player for the Oilers.
Big loss for him. You nailed it. He's been rock solid. And I want to talk a bit about, you know what, Puljujarvi still here because of Ken Holland's patience. And he's got this, you know, strategy, over percolate, whatever. And you know, the Oilers made an external, they made some external additions, Hyman, Ceci, and Fogle. And it necessarily hasn't come to fruition yet for Fogle. That kind of changed the complexion of the makeup of the team. But there's also been some internal organic ones. And I think people got to be excited with what we're seeing. I mean, Bouchard's obviously full-time this year. Broberg's looked okay when he's come up. And McLeod, McLeod's now grabbing it in the three-hole as well at center. Your thoughts, David?
I don't think it's been... It's since the early 2000s, Bob, that we've seen kind of internal replacements, internal players coming up, you know, Horkoff, Persani at that time, coming in and getting the job done in a consistent level. And it's kind of just been this unbelievably pleasant shock to have players like Stuart Skinner stepping up and getting the job done. Philip Broberg, as they say in Sweden, And I'd like you to get to the bottom of that, whether he wants to be called Broberg or Broberry, because that's what they say in Sweden.
I've never heard that. So, like, you've brought it up a couple times, and people are texting the show. I'm like, whatever.
Here's just a brief background on that, Bob. When we were listening on to the all the Swedish broadcasts from Sweden last year of his games, everyone says Broberg, and that's how you pronounce it in Sweden. So maybe he's good with Broberg, and because some Swedish players like the North American pronunciation. So I wonder, and whatever he'd like, that's what I would prefer to go with. Anyway, he's played really well. Lagesson's come up. He's played well. In recent years, we've had Yamamoto come up. It's just been a great stream of players. Ryan McLeod is another one. And it just changes the mix on the Oilers and exactly what you need to compete in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You need players developed internally because you're going to lose players because you can't afford to pay them if you have playoff success. You're going to need internal replacements. And for once, it's 15 years ago, last time this happened regularly, the Oilers are doing it with their draft and development system, which has been berated for its incompetence for a long time. Now they look competent.
David, great stuff. How do people follow you?
At D Staples on Twitter.
There we go. That's David Staples, cult of hockey and political affairs columnist for the Edmonton Journal. You already know that cars cost less in Wetaskiwin, but did you know that Brent Ridgeford in Wetaskiwin, 10-time Presence Award winner for customer satisfaction? What does it mean? It means treating people fairly, fully transparent negotiations, and making sure advertised prices include all accessories, fees, and taxes, with the exception of GST. If those attributes are important to you, phone our friends Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang, 1-877-477-3673, or visit brentridge.com. We will tell you once again, it is Santa's Day on 630 Chet. You can donate to 630 Chet Santa's Anonymous right now. You can call 587-416-1000 or visit santasanonymous.ca. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. Back with John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling when we return on Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.